In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the Gospel of today, we hear Satan talks in the mouth of the Pharisees about the Lord, saying by them that he cast out demons by Baal-Zabub, the chief of the demons, or that he was identified as the Lord of flies. And here, we can see that Satan is using the same trick that he used to do all over the history, lying. That's why the Lord called Satan liar and father of all liars in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 8. And Satan, as we all know, that he lies regarding many things. First of all, he lies on us regarding the sin. He tries always to make sin is very simple and easy and has no consequences. We remember that the first trick he used in order to trick our fathers, Adam and Eve, he did what? He lied to them. He said to them, did God say that you cannot eat? And when Eve said, no, we can eat from everything except the tree in the midst of the Garden of Eden, he said, why? Why do you doubt that if you eat from this, you will be like God? He lied to Eve, and Eve believed him. He made the violation of the commandment for her very simple and very easy, with no consequences. Also, he lied to King Saul. King Saul knew that he is not a priest. He is not supposed to offer sacrifice before God. In his war with the Philistines, he waited for Samuel, the priest, to come and offer sacrifice. And he waited for 7 days, and Samuel was late. So what happened is Satan tempted him to offer sacrifice, to work as a priest, and he was not. And he believed that it is not a big deal. The sin was in his eyes very simple, with no consequences. What is the problem that I would bring a sacrifice and offer it before God? And because of his sin, God rejected him. And Samuel, when he came and knew what King Saul has done, he rebuked him. He also lied and tempted King Solomon, the wisest among all men since the beginning of the creation, even till now. This man, Solomon, he was very wise. It is not easy to fool and trick a wise man. But what did he do for him? He tricked him, he lied to him that if you go and marry this woman, it is not a big deal. If you marry from the Israelites or from outside, this is something which is okay, fine. You will enjoy that. And what happened? When he went and did this, he found himself offering incense before idols and worshiping those idols. Still till now, Satan does the same. He lies with everyone trying to trick and fool us. He lies to the people who steal and try to make it for them easy. What is the problem of stealing or cheating? This is not going to be a problem. No one is going to see you. Even if you do this, you will gain something, and God will not be angry at you. You are smart because you were able to fool others. He lies. He makes the sin of lying and stealing also for us maybe easy thing to do. Also, he lies to those people even who are desperate and try to convince them that the only way that you will have comfort for your misery is that you go and kill yourself. Why not? You will get rid of all the problems that you are burdened with. Those people who fall into the sin of committing suicide, basically, they believe that they will have comfort after they do so. And this is, again, one of the lies to Satan, because actually the picture is that the real problem will start when they will kill themselves. As he lies in the way of how he makes sin easy and acceptable and with no consequences, also he lies regarding the image of God with all of us, even to the extent that he makes some people to believe that God do not exist. He talks in their ears and in their minds and their hearts, saying that if God exists, would all of those people around us suffering? Of course God do not exist. And for those who cannot accept to believe that God exists, he lies regarding that God cares. God is there, but actually, why God would bother if you live in sin with somebody who is not your wife or someone who is not your husband? What is the big deal? Why God would be offended with that? And he lies and gives names to the sin. Give it a nice name, acceptable, appealing to the people. He lies in the term of how we imagine God to some people, that they believe now that there is no condemnation, there is no judgment. No, God is not going to make anybody to perish. Do you believe that God, who is full of kindness and compassion, will bring anybody to judgment and condemnation and all of that stuff? Now we can see people, they call themselves Christians, and they have this disfigured image about God. He lies as well regarding the promises of God. And he makes us to doubt if God's word is real, true, and able, and God is able to fulfill his promises. God said that blessed are the meek because they will inherit the earth. How many times we hear in our ears someone who is whispering and say that if you live as a meek person, you will never prosper. You will never succeed. You have to fight for yourself, and even if this will make you to hurt others. It's life is a competition. It's either you or the other person. There is nothing called that I can live as a meek person and then I will inherit the earth. In order that we live on earth, we have to be aggressive. We have to, in understanding that I don't care about others. It's only me and my family, my children, and all others. I should not pay attention to them. And actually, if we look at the gospel, at the scripture, and we look at a person who is so meek, this is Abraham, the father of all the prophets. This man was a meek person. At the time when he had a conflict with his nephew Lot, he allowed his nephew to choose the land wherever he wants to go. And he told him that if you go there up north, I will go south. If you go east, I will go west. In spite of the fact that Abraham was his uncle, and of course he's older than him, and he has the right to choose, but in his meekness, he allowed his nephew to choose. And even after Lot chose selfishly, in a selfish way to himself, he took all the circle, the area around the Jordan River, and left only the desert for his uncle Abraham. Abraham, in his meekness, did not even argue, did not dispute what Lot was choosing for himself. What happened? Did Abraham lose because of his meekness? No. Immediately after this conversation ended, God appeared to Abraham and told him that I will bless you, and the land that you choose for yourself, I will be with you in it, and I will bless your children in it. And this is exactly what happened. Abraham dwelt in Canaan, which was a desert, and became a land of wealth and prosperity for him. And Lot, who chose for himself to go in Sodom and Gomorrah, all of his all the place that he chose to live in perished, and God burned it with fire. We have to trust that God, whenever he says a commandment and give a promise, he is the one who guarantees the fulfillment of this promise. Satan always try to make us not to believe that, always try to lay doubt over the commandment of God. Satan also tries to lie regarding the judgment day, try to make it a day that maybe a lot of people confused about it. They do not believe that this is going to happen, or that there is nothing called condemnation. Then how I should be responding, how I should guard myself against all of these lies that Satan tries to talk with me with it every day. First of all, I have to believe that I can conquer Satan. I can have victory over him, not with myself, but with the grace of God. I have to remember that the saints who used to live before us, they also used to be like Satan used to tempt them and try to lie over them, but they were able to conquer him. They were able to live in pure life. Now, sometimes we hear people saying that living in purity is something which is impossible. No one can live pure in this defiled world. Review the biography of the saints, and you will see that they were able, with the grace of God, to live in purity and righteousness. First of all, I have to believe that I can conquer Satan. With the grace of God, I can have victory over him. Secondly, I should not fear and tremble from all of these doubts that Satan tries to put in my heart. It's very important that I feel in my heart that I was given from God the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy. Don't feel little in your heart that I can't. No, there is no way. No, don't be afraid of him. He tries to lie to you. Try to magnify his image in your mind that you cannot resist Satan. You cannot fight against him. No, my brethren, this is not true. The second point, that I should have a brave heart and not to be afraid of him. Thirdly, I have to resist. St. James is telling us that resist devil and he will flee from you. قَوِيمُ إِبْلِيسِ فَيَهْرَبْ مِنْكُمْ. He will not fight against you forever. When you stand and you resist, at one point he will flee from you. Why sometimes we feel like Satan has some dominion over us? Basically, because we allow him this. Because we do not resist and we do not fight against him. The fourth point that we by which we can resist against Satan and all of his angels is by humbleness. Humbleness has a great power over Satan. Why? Simply because his major sin was what? Was his pride. Those who humble themselves actually are protected with the grace of God. But if I feel in my heart that I am something, if I feel like, okay, I can do it myself, then I am so much vulnerable to his arrows. I have always to remember that without God, there is no way I can live in holiness. The fifth point, that we resist Satan by asking those whom entrusted on our salvation, by having the opinion of others, going and asking here and there, and then confessing my sins to my Father of Confession. And lastly, the Lord gave us the weapon of fasting and prayers that can conquer all the works of Satan, whatever these works are. Today, we see another example, the Pharisees, of the lies of Satan. Pharisees talking about the Lord, accusing him that he cast out demons with the work of the chief of the demons. We will hear this forever. We will hear doubts about the Lord until his coming again. Till the very moment when he is coming from heaven, Satan will keep on lying and try to cheat people and try to make them to think that this day of judgment will never come. Resist Satan and resist his angels, and he will flee from you. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.